All right, we are back on this beautiful day here on this July 22nd, 2024. Been a great broadcast so far this morning. Had a lot of great discussions. We just want to say what an honor and privilege is to be with you guys every weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. Did not get an answer yet for that trivia question. If you want to call later on, you're welcome to. Congratulations to Miss Elizabeth Higdon on winning back-to-back trivias. I am still waiting on Miss Jane Jackson. I have a book package for you that you had won, but I don't have an address. So, Miss Jane, if you could text me at 270-230-6337. Okay. We'll get it that way, too. So we have in the room with us for this interview section for this morning, Mr. Aaron Wells. He is the son of Brother David Wells. We call him Dr. Wells around here.
I do too.
You do too?
Yeah.
And so, sorry about that. I turned the wrong channel on. But yes, and he's hosted Hope Through Truth on Thursday night for a long time now. He's been with us for a while, and it's always a joy. I love Brother Wells. We always joke around with each other. Brother Ron always said he's his favorite Baptist. And so.
Well, whenever I pulled in, then I was a little crooked in the parking space, so I had to back up and make sure I was in real straight.
Yeah.
You know how us Baptists do, you know, make sure everything's straight.
So. Oh, I love Brother Wells. I really do. So I'm excited.
I did a program highlight for him last month on his program. In our newsletter.
Well, Brother Aaron, you are the Republican chair for Breckinridge County. Is that correct?
That's correct. As of a week and a half ago.
Well, yes, you're just going in there right at the good time, right?
Right. That's exactly right. Brand new.
Yeah. So it's definitely we've had some bombshells dropped lately. Just this President Biden dropping out of the race is a it's a big thing.
Right, yeah. Very shocking.
I had to figure out what was going on here because I go to the Republican meetings in Breckinridge County and I had to miss last month for this month's meeting because of the of our family vacation, you know, and everything. And then I was like, so I had to have him catch me up. What's going on? I missed a lot.
Yeah, you missed one meeting.
Yeah, we have a new chair, new treasurer. Miss Cindy Stennett is our new treasurer.
Yeah.
Jerry Phillips had stepped away. He's a lot of the people that are on the board now, then they've stepped in kind of to fill a need and have very busy lives, you know, and that's how it is most of the time. But they've really stepped up, and so some of them were a little bit older, some of them a little bit younger, you know, but just really felt whenever I was approached about it several weeks ago, felt, of course, prayed and sought the Lord, and had already been doing that because I do have been involved in some political things behind the scenes for a few years, you know, nothing official or spectacular or anything like that, and so had just prayed about it and really felt that it was a responsibility for, I have three daughters now, one born actually the day that they voted me in. She was born at 2:30 and the meeting was at 5. So I drove from Owensboro down there, but really felt the responsibility for people my age to step up, especially in this time. I think even a few months ago, and I've always liked political stuff. You know my dad. So he's always, you know, we've always followed the elections and did all of that. And you know, that we follow prophecy and in the scripture and all that stuff. And have all, you know, all of that kind of ties together a little bit. And so have always been interested in it. But really, even a few months ago, it kind of hit me again. You know, I was looking at my daughters and the world, the society, and especially the Democratic Party, some people in the Republican Party, but especially the Democratic Party and the left that has kind of taken over there. They don't want my girls to grow up to be girls, you know, and they don't want them to grow up in a good Christian home wearing, you know, wearing modest clothing and all that. They don't want that. And so I've really felt kind of a responsibility to make sure that I do what I can to make sure they can have that future, and that me and their mother can raise them, you know, in a good, godly home, just like many hundreds and thousands, if not millions, of families have in the United States for the past 250 mm-hmm. years. Sure. So what we're trying to do for our family isn't anything different than what people have done for, you know, over two centuries. Mm-hmm. So we're not the oddballs, you know, the left. They're the oddballs. They're the ones that want to kill all the babies and trans all the kids and all that stuff. We don't want to do that for our children. And so I felt that that was my responsibility if they would have me. And then they voted me in, I guess, about a week and a half ago. So,
as a chair, so you're going to kind of lead the Republican Party in a lot of areas in the Breckinridge County.
Right.
I get to do this. I get to talk about people. I don't get behind anything. I just get to talk about people. Get to talk about things. And so, you know, one thing I think the Republican Party has seen in the last little bit, and I think it was necessary for them to see, is they're out of touch with the younger populace.
Right.
And I think that's something the Democratic Party's done better. And I think finally we're getting the hang of this. So where do we go as a Republican Party to reach the younger generation?
Right. So right now, as far as things that we can do at the present time, we don't have a Young Republicans program at BCHS.
Let's get one
and
going.
So that's our first,
let's do it.
That's our first, that's one of the things that I mentioned whenever I first got there is making sure we have an outreach. There's space in the rules for the Brett County GOP and state GOP to have a youth chair as well.
Yes, sir.
Somebody who that's their main focus in the GOP party. So we're getting that rolling as soon as we can.
Do you have somebody in store for that?
So right now, then I will just be handling starting the program. Okay. And then once we get it rolling, then we'll bring somebody in.
So what's that program consist of?
Basically, it's kind of whatever you make it. Mm-hmm. So my plans are to have like social media resources,
which is huge.
Right. So like a YouTube channel that they can follow, and then regular meetings where we don't just talk to them about cheer for the Republican Party, but actually what it means to be a conservative, because a lot of them are about to step into college, which I did whenever I was younger and was, you know, very wooed and brought in by their intellect and their liberal ideologies and all that stuff for several years until I got saved. And so I kind of know what they're stepping into. So trying to make sure that we, you know, you can't educate people to be moral. You understand that. But teaching them what it means to be actually a conservative and not just have a Republican name, but actually know what it means to stand up for the Constitution and all those things, defend the Constitution. Also, you know, we have a lot of political positions in Breckinridge County, judge executive and all of those things. And Judge Lucas is a great judge, but I'm sure one day he wants to retire someday. We have all kinds of things, magistrates and things like that. And we need good conservative young people to be ready to step into those roles. The thing that the Democrats have done for a long time is that they've recruited young people to be politicians their whole life. Mm-hmm. And that's what they are.
Yeah.
You know, you can be a, you know, like AOC, be a bartender and go into the Democratic Party on the national stage, and they're fine with it as long as you line up with their ideology. But, you know, you really need to have a kind of a life, you know, in order to really get what being a conservative is. I'm not saying that you can't be young, but you got to know what it means to work and know what it means to, you know, have a community and take care of people and all that. That's what being a conservative is about, conserving the country, not just getting political power.
Sure.
And so, you know, it is a little bit harder to reach young people because we're not going to them with a message of, okay, go to this protest, yell as loud as you can, and you're going to be a social media hero. Mm-hmm. You know, conservatism's a little bit slower, you know, and rightfully so, because the way that I put it at the meeting is, you know, liberals will get control in this country for a long period of time if you study history for, you know, 20, 30 years, and they'll run everything into the ground. And then it's those conservative, especially rural, you know, good moral people that generally save the day, whether that be World War II, the Great Depression, you know, the Vietnam, the backlash from the Vietnam War that all the liberals were, absolutely, you know, tried to throw our country into chaos about. And I could talk about this stuff for ages, but, you know, that's kind of our plan there.
Yeah. Well, I think it's so important. Like, you know, and I agree with what you're saying. Like, we can't release people too early to be leaders and get them just thrown out there and,
right,
you know, proactive is not always the best solution. Right. But I do think that there's a responsibility for knowledge and instruction.
Yes.
And, like, you know, sitting down, and I get to have these conversations even here at the school a lot with our high schoolers and stuff like that, of, you know, sit them down and actually work through abortion with them.
Right.
Just not the rhetoric. Get past the rhetoric. Get past and here have this conversation. And honestly, out of all the kids I've ever had that with, once they learn, mm-hmm. and they're equipped with the resources to understand.
Right.
You know, like most people don't realize in Roe versus Wade, there was no ultrasound. They didn't know there was a baby screaming in the womb. They didn't know the fist was clenching. They didn't know mm-hmm. the pain was there. And that's what the rhetoric they're hearing is. It's just a bunch of cells. It's just this. And so once you right. work through the science behind it as well, I think this is where I feel us growing in this area, mm-hmm. but I think there's a lot more to grow.
Right.
And I think that's where I'm excited to see a younger person, no offense mm-hmm. to anybody yeah. else, but get in there with that passion and that right. zeal to get in there with our younger people, because if we don't start equipping our younger people today, we'll have right. none tomorrow.
I'm amening you.
Well, and I mean, the Republican Party, just like the Democratic Party, is an organization, you know, and your organization, the way that it gets stronger is whenever you have more people involved,
sure.
you know, so that's kind of the main three things that I'm talking about right now on the radio or different places is, you know, we need volunteers, we need fundraising, and we need youth outreach. And that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
So for volunteers, that's kind of an immediate need for this upcoming election. We have Brother Josh Calloway, who I'm sure you know,
sure.
that is has a Democratic challenger, and Steve Meredith, that mm-hmm. also has a Democratic challenger.
Sure. Both of them.
And then we have two really good amendments on the books that we need people to get out and vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people can say, well, we're in a Republican county, you know, our guys are going to win, it's going to be okay. But those amendments are not a county-by-county thing. They're just a straight vote count thing in the state of Kentucky. So we need as many people to get out to vote as possible. And it's a presidential election year. People are going to be motivated, we know, to vote for President Trump or former President Trump or, you know, whatever the Democrats are calling him now. But I don't know if it's too early to call Biden former President Biden yet or not. But hopefully we never have a President Kamala Harris. But we need everybody that we can to get out to vote. And we need people to help us make phone calls and knock on doors. And we have to, you know, do all that legwork in order to make sure that our candidates get over the line. But also we want to make a really good showing for the amendments that are being passed as well. So right now, then, we have a Gmail address called BreckCountyGOP@gmail.com. If people are interested in volunteering and knocking doors and doing all of those things. As far as fundraising goes, then I have tickets to the Lincoln Reagan dinner. That is August the 10th. Doors open at 5. Dinner begins at 6. Live music by the Blue Again Band. Have no idea who that is. I'm a little new to this part of it. But we will
I hear it's bluegrass.
Are they?
Okay, that's good.
Blue Again?
Blue Again. Yeah. So I don't know if that's.
I hope they're not.
If that's on the downward. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know how bluegrass music is kind of a roller coaster anyway. Yeah. So I guess they're on the downside of that. And then we have Brother Lee Watts is going to be speaking there, Brother Josh and Steve Meredith, and maybe one other person, but not sure about them yet. So they'll be speaking as well. And it is a fundraiser, you know, so it is made, you know, it's made for us to have money. And the reason that we need money as a local county Republican Party is because of kind of the opposition that we're facing, even in the Republican Party. And so I think I can summarize this without going into a lot of detail, as I'm prone to do sometimes. But like, for instance, Brother Josh had a primary opponent.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that he had a primary opponent this year, even though he's in a very Republican district and he has, you know, a lot of support behind him, his last election, he won really well and didn't even have any challengers, I think, in the primary, maybe not even in the general last time, but has performed really well, has done really well for Brett County, has done really well in Frankfort for the opposition that he faces as a conservative Christian. But that lady wasn't even conservative at all. Mm-hmm. She supported marijuana, and not just medicinal, recreational, you know, and posted about it online and all that stuff. Attacked our church relentlessly and posted clipped videos and put them online of our church making fun of stuff after she lost and all that stuff. And I'm not saying that to hash up old things, but I'm just saying that's not a conservative person. Mm-hmm. And that's not a true Republican person. And she had money that was given her by state entities that are Republican affiliated. And there are people who used to be a part of the Republican Party that now have their own super PACs and all of this stuff. And they're out on KET and a lot of, you know, state organizations, media organizations, blasting local GOP organizations for supporting certain candidates over others. But they have no problem spending hundreds of thousands of dollars supporting the candidate that they want, even if they're not conservative. And so we're seeing a really big shift in the local GOP power and what they need to be doing. Because it's not just our responsibility to support people who call themselves Republicans. We actually have to support people who are Republican and have the best interest of our country in mind and our state. So we have to take care of our local guys, and there's money being spent from them from the National Democratic Party, even some Republicans. That lady that ran against Brother Josh is now supporting his Democratic opponent. And that's happened all over the state. So it's not just a Breckinridge County thing, but we also have Hardin County that Brother Josh represents. And in the past, then a lot of times in Hardin County has been able to be relied on for a lot of funds. And I'm sure that will happen as well to help, you know, we have to do mailers and knock doors and do all this stuff. But I think that we should, as Breck County, really take that responsibility. You never know what's going to happen in other places. And so we really need our fundraiser to go well. We need people, and we'll be reaching out to other people to get funds and stuff like that. But if you would like to donate, then you can email that same address. Again, it's brettcountygop@gmail.com, and we can get you hooked up with all that you need there in order to be able to donate to the party. But this Lincoln Reagan dinner is pretty much one of the biggest fundraisers that we have. Tickets are $30 a piece in advance. You can email that same email address if you would like a ticket. They're $35 at the door, and it's going to be at the Breckinridge County Fairgrounds Merchants Building. That's 217 Fairgrounds Road. So that's our two main things that I'm talking about today. And then, of course, we're looking for youth programs as well that we're going to be starting. So yeah. Very long-winded there. Sorry about that.
No, I think it's important to, just I'm a big person about the youth, even right. When I pastor, when I lead anything, mm-hmm. I think the youth is so important.
Yes, of course.
And so I love that, you know, it looks like there's some action going towards the young people. Right. And a lot of times in your elections, young people are the forgotten ones.
Right.
Because they can't vote. Right. But yet they're going to vote one day.
Right.
And if we don't start younger, then they don't. You said it best. We really do have to prepare our kids before they go to college.
Right, yeah. Well, and you can't look at the past 5 years, especially the past 5 years, and not realize that they are being targeted.
Sure.
Our young people from the time that they're in kindergarten are being targeted by certain, especially leftist groups. And we know that those people are, especially the real radical ones, I've put it this way, I think, you know, there's no reason that anybody should think that a boy could be turned into a girl. Mm-hmm. That makes no logical sense. Whenever somebody has that idea, then most of the time, whenever it first starts in society, you say, well, they're just crazy. You know, don't pay any attention to them. They're crazy. But whenever a really dumb idea like that gains a whole lot of political power, to the place that even the White House is hanging their flags and supporting their really, you know, really terrible idea and actually very detrimental to children and to their bodies and all this stuff, then you know that that's not a logical thing. That's a satanic push is what it is. It has some kind of spiritual power behind it that is completely opposite of Christ and of the Scripture. And so, you know, that's another thing that we really, really need as conservative people is prayer. Yeah. And we need to make sure that we're spending time before the Lord.
Yeah, I was actually going to say something very similar, because I think that as Christians, we forget that our battle, greatest battle, is not against flesh and blood.
Right.
It's against principalities and principalities and spiritual things and wickedness in high places. And there was a woman back in the early 1900s, late 1800s. Her name was Alice Bailey, and she's called the Mother of New Ageism. And she started pretty much all of this.
Right.
And if you hear her story, and we know from prophecy and we know from Scripture, there will be seducing spirits. There will be things that are deceiving and manipulating. And she was visited by what she called the Tibetan spirit. And this Tibetan spirit was very similar to probably the same spirit that visited Joseph Smith. And she literally wrote what was called the 10-point plan. And this 10-point plan was to destroy Judeo-Christian values in the United States of America. And all these plans target our kids. And if you went and read, if you read Alice Bailey 10-point plan, and then you read and see where we're at today, over 125 years, you will see how that was executed.
Right.
And what definitely one group is doing to execute that.
And you know, that I think that is kind of bringing back to my point, which I didn't quite finish earlier, but that the influence that we're battling against, especially with our children, is not just a political influence. It's not just a social influence or a societal influence. It is a spiritual influence. And so this work that we're going into, especially on the youth side, even though we may have support from high school officials and teachers and all this stuff, from the aspect of the social media influences that they have every day and the literal false preachers that are preaching to them on TikTok and all this stuff every day, then we are going into a spiritual battle in this area. And we desire, yes, political results, but mostly we desire spiritual results. People can say what they want to, but this country was founded on Christian principles.
It was.
And our founders believed in God. Now, maybe they didn't believe like all Baptists do, or, you know, or like all Protestants do, or anything like that.
We
but some of them were deists.
Yeah. We don't know what we are either. Don't worry.
Well,
we just hang out here in Brett County and love Jesus.
I'll just leave that alone for a second. And then, but we don't, you know, those men that were our founders, some of them were deists, but they all believed in God. The Bible says that the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. I mean, the absolute simpleton, you know, and willfully so, is are the people who don't believe that there's a God. But that's what's being taught in our schools now. In America, that has been, I mean, the shining light for the world for so many years. And if we're going to take back ground, then we it's going to be a spiritual fight for sure.
Well, I'm just curious.
Okay.
So you are the Republican chair.
Yes.
Is there a Democratic chair too?
I have no idea. We don't even talk about that.
I don't even, like. I don't know. Like, I don't know who they are.
I don't either.
As a radio station, we can't endorse anybody. Like, you know, we're walk a fine line here. But but it is, you know, I'm just curious of how. One thing I think that, for example, like Senator Meredith, I've always known Senator Meredith for a long time since I was a kid. He coached me in basketball and a teenager. I mean, as a little kid and everything. And Senator Meredith has been on the broadcast with me several times. Talk about things and discuss issues. And I personally love Brother Steve. I mean, just personally.
Yeah.
And but I have found that he is trying to make this state better.
Right.
Yeah. And he's willing to cross the aisle and have these conversations without compromising his beliefs.
Right.
How do we do that moving forward?
Well, you know, again, Republicans, and especially Republicans, always feel like they're under a lot of pressure to cross the aisle. But the point that we have to remember is the other people on the across the aisle bear some responsibility of who they put over there.
Absolutely.
Right.
No, I agree.
So it's a whole lot easier. Now, for instance, there's a man, his name is Gerald Neal, and he's a Democrat in Frankfort. And I would not agree with him on hardly anything, but he's a reasonable individual.
Sure.
And so Senator Meredith and he can work together on some things because they're both reasonable. They may have two different philosophies, you know, but the type of people that are being sent, the younger generation that's being sent of Democrats, they're not reasonable. Mm-hmm. And they're not just, you know, they're not socially conservative, fiscally liberal. You know, they're not like the Democrats that were the sheriff here whenever I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That they're Democrats in name, but they still, you know, they still support life and all of these things. Those people don't exist anymore. The younger people that are coming up are radical, and they're made to be radical. They're taught to be radical.
I will tell you, my dad was a Democrat, strong mm-hmm. Democrat. He was the first one elected as the county judge executive in Rockridge
wow.
County.
Oh yeah.
And but anyway, before he passed, he made the statement that you know. He was a Democrat. That mm-hmm. he said, I didn't leave my party. My party left me.
Yeah, that's right. There's a man that I went and preached a revival down in Op, Alabama. And there's a man there who's a Southern Baptist pastor. And he was, you know, involved in their local politics, big Democrat for years and years. And they were the last county that held out as far as on the pro-life issue. They were pro-life Democrats and knew Al Gore and all those people back mm-hmm. before Al Gore was Clinton's vice president. And that's exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. You know, he said that's not what Democrats used to be, mm-hmm. but that's what they are now. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I
So sorry, I didn't finish my point there,
sorry,
but
I didn't
yeah,
you
no,
too.
no, you're okay. I can, you know, trail off. You know how things go. But whenever you're working across the aisle, the Kentucky has a supermajority.
Sure, we do.
They do not have to work across the aisle, but we see a lot of times in leadership that they are more willing to kowtow to leftist radical ideologies and call it compromise than they are to even work with Christian conservative people that really would be their best fighters and their best warriors. And so that's really got to change. Yeah. You know, they have to recognize who really has the best interests of this state in mind. People who believe in aborting 1 million babies a year, they don't have the best interests of the country in mind.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. And so that has to be a line that is drawn, you know, for people. So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a difficult thing to navigate. It really
yeah,
is.
Sure.
I mean, I don't disagree at all. And I think it is because I have strong convictions.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it comes to abortion, when it comes to same-sex marriage, when it comes
right.
to trans, I have very strong convictions and I will not back up from those and I won't apologize for them.
Right.
But I also understand that a nation divided against itself
right.
will fall.
This is kind of how our country is set up, though. It is set up as a federalist system. So if Kentucky wants to be a certain way, they can. And if Tennessee wants to be a certain way, they can. And then people choose where they want to live. And then we get to see how it works out because there are like many federal governments in every one. And for too long, our federal government has pushed too much weight toward liberal states like California and things like that. And so we're not able to see how that actually plays out and people actually see that conservative policies work.
Yeah.
And so it is our responsibility to make sure we show people that they work and they do a good job.
Yeah, we got to go. We're out of time.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. I think it is. I think it is like, though, is that the way America's supposed to work? It's not working like that. Like we've changed it so much now. The federal government is so big.
Mm-hmm. That has to change.
We have to.
The bureaucracy is what's
yeah.
massive.
And I don't yeah. disagree with it. I think this is where great substantial change has to come. Because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, a lot of these morality issues, they're a condition of the heart, not a condition of the law.
Right.
And so, like, I think this is where the conversation really has to get intense and open. And
right.
Because you can't legislate morality. I think
right.
you even said that earlier. You can make good laws.
Right. But you can stop people from legislating immorality.
You can. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where we're at in our country, that people are legislating immorality. And we as Christians, they expect us to sit back and not say anything about it.
Sure.
I'm not trying to impose you have to be a Baptist on people. You have to be an independent Baptist. What I'm trying to say is you can't kill children.
Sure.
You know, that's not, those are not the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You can be a Baptist or Methodist or whatever you want to be, but you can't be a Satanist that believes in sacrifice, in human sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not endowed by our Creator
sure.
with certain inalienable rights. And so most of the time, if we stand, like the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. If we stand on those issues, no, you cannot allow school officials in California to hide children that are transitioning. You can't allow that. That's immorality, you know.
I agree.
Same token that they say you can't tell us what to do, you can't tell us what to do either. You know what I'm trying to say there.
Sure.
If it's wrong and evil.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Brother Good Baptist, Aaron long-winded.
Brother Aaron Wells, the new chairman for the Breckinridge County Party for the Breckinridge Republican Party there in Breckinridge County. So appreciate you coming on, taking time of your day. We got to head out of here.
Thank you.
We are overtime. We'll see you all tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Time, here on Mornings of Box 2 Radio on the Box 2 Radio Network.